Tierra de la muerte.
Go to the land of the dead. It was there that... They had a tremendous undertow. A tremendous undertow. I mean, the beaches there in Mexico. Oh, sure, they're picturesque. They're scenic. The waters are warm. But, man, you get caught in one of them runouts, and it's like, oh, Nelly! So I was lumbering down the beach, feeling exceedingly brawny. Estelle was lying on the blanket, looking beefy. When suddenly I heard someone yelling, Ayuda! Ayuda, me por favor, ayuda! I can see this old geezer way out there to serve drowning. So I dove into that water, and with clean, knife-like strokes, I swam out there, but he was already gone down. Fortunately, the water was clear. So I jackknifed myself, I swam down and grabbed him and hauled him to shore. Whole procedure taking about 7-8 minutes. Old Geezy was blue in the face, out of it. I threw him there on the sand. Estelle said, my God, I saw you grab that guy. Better give him mouth to mouth. I said, look at him. Ugh. False teeth. Nasty. She said, well, you just go stand. I said, Estelle, I don't know. This guy brought him in. I did my best. She said, well, you got to give him mouth to mouth. I said, Estelle. Nasty. I don't think I can. I did my part as a good Samaritan. She said, well, I can't believe. I said, you give it to him then. Huh? You shave it. She looked at that nasty old... Just then someone came running along and said, oh, caramba! You have saved Mr. Gonzalez. He is the richest man of all of Mexico City. I'm sure he'll be very generous in his reward. Well, she grabbed those false teeth out of his mouth, started blowing while I worked on the Bombay. Come on, you old geezer, come on!